damned here, army in need of a shower, somehow defeat a global superpower. How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher. Yo, turns out we had a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman.
I'm taking this horse by the race, make a red coast, wetter the bus stains. And I'm never gonna stop, taking a minute to drop, burn up a scatter remains. I'm watch me engaging them, escaping them, enraging them. I go to France for more funds. I come back with more guns and ships. And so the balance shifts. We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts. We can end this war at Yorktown, cut them off at sea. But for this to succeed, there is someone else we need.
Hamilton.
Sir knows what to do when a transgender new fluent the French, I mean.
Hamilton.
Sir, you're gonna have to use them eventually. What's he gonna do with the bench, I mean?
Hamilton.
No one has more ears to match my practical tactical brilliance.
Hamilton.
You wanna fight to be a land back?
Hamilton.
I need my right hand man back. Yeah. Right hand man back.
Hamilton.
No, you gotta get your right hand man back.
Hamilton.
You got some thoughts to let it, but you better get your right hand man back.
Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers who will yield for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender by early light. The world will never be the same, Alexander. I was younger than you are now. When I was given my first command, I led my men straight into a massacre. I witnessed their deaths firsthand. I made every mistake and felt the shame rise in me. And even now I lie awake, knowing history has its eyes. I know when I was young and dreamed of glory, you have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
I know that we can win. I know that greatness lies in you. But remember from here on in,
history has its eyes on.
Monsieur Hamilton,
Monsieur Lafayette,
in command where you belong.
How you say no sweat, but finally on the field we've had quite a run.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
so happens if we win.
I go back to France, I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go lead your man.
I'll see you on the other side.
Till we meet again. And I am not throwing away my shot.
No,
I am not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
Till the world turns upside down.
Till the world turns upside down.
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. This is where it gets me. On my feet, the enemy ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a bee without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Watch anybody, why we living fast and we laugh. Chesapeake Bay. After. Man, looking. What? Here we go. See, the moment is staying it. It's either that or me dipping this end of a bayonet. The cold word is Rochambeau. You dig me?
Rochambeau.
We have your orders now. Go, man, go. And so the American experiment begins with my friends all scattered to the winds. Lords in South Carolina redefining bravery.
We'll never be free until we end slavery.
When we finally drive the British away, Lawrence is waiting in Chesapeake Bay. How did we know that this plan would work? We had a spy on the inside.
That's right, Hercules Mulligan.
Taylor spying on the British government. I take the measurements of formation and then I smuggle it.
What?
To my brother's revolutionary covenant. I'm running with the Sons of Liberty and I'm loving it. See, that's what happens when you're up against the ruffians. We in the stuff now, somebody's gotta shovel it. Hercules Mulligan, don't need no introduction. When you knock me down, I get myself back up again.
After a week of fighting, a young man in a red coat stands on a parapet. He lowers our guns as he frantically waves his white handkerchief.
And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded. We count our dead.
Black and white soldiers wonder, like, if this truly means freedom. Not yet.
We negotiate the terms of surrender. I see George Washington smile. We escort the men out of Yorktown. They stagger home single file. Tens of thousands of people flood the streets. Their screams and bells singing. And after fallen foes retreat, I hear the drinking song they're singing.
The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down.
My son.
Down.
We won.
We won.
We won.
We won.
The world turned upside down.
Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you. Domestic life was never quite my style. When you smile,
You knocked me out, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. You will come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Yeah, you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday.
Oh, Philip, when you smile, I am undone, my son. Look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for. There is so much more inside me now. Oh, Philip, you shine brighter than the sun, my son. When you smile, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. My father wasn't around.
My father wasn't around.
I swear that
I'll be around for you.
I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll make a million mistakes.
I'll make the world safe and sound for you.
We'll come of age with our young nation. We'll lead and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Yeah, you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday.
It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Every action has an equal opposite reaction. Thanks to Hamilton, our fractured into captions. Try not to crack under stress. We're breaking down like fractions. We smack each other in the press, and we don't print retractions. I get no satisfaction witnessing his fits of passion. The way he primps and preams and dresses like the pits of fashion. Our poor citizens, our farmers live ration. As Wall Street robs them blind in search of chips to cash in. This dude is asking for somebody to bring him a task. Somebody give me some dirt on this vacuous mask so we can unlash the mask and I'll pull the trigger on him. Someone load the gun and cock it. While we were all watching, he got Washington in his pocket.
It must be nice. It must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice. It must be nice to have Washington on your side. Look back at the Bill of Rights,
which I wrote.
It won't be denied. It must be nice. It must be nice
to have Washington on your side.
So we doubled the size of the government. Wasn't the trouble with much of our previous government size?
Look in his eyes.
See how he lies.
Follow the scent of his enterprise.
Centralizing national government and making national credit come nothing.
If we don't stop it, we aid and abet it.
I have to resign.
Someone has to stand up for the South.
Somebody has to stand up to his mouth.
If there's a fire trying to douse,
you can't put it out from inside the house.
I'm in the cabinet. I'm complicit and watch Kim grab and get power and kiss it. If Washington isn't gonna listen to disciplined dissidents, this is the difference. This kid is out.
Oh, this immigrant isn't somebody we chose. Oh, this immigrant's keeping us on our toes. Oh, and show these federalists what they're up against. Oh, Southern mother loving Democratic Republicans. Oh, let's follow the money and see where it goes. Oh, because everybody's like the treasury goes. Oh, it's following the money and see where it leads. Get in the weeds, look for the seeds of Hamilton's misdeeds. It must be nice, it must be nice.
Follow the money and see where it goes.
It must be nice, it must be nice.
The emperor has no clothes.
We won't be invisible. We won't be denied. Still, it must be nice. It must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Mr. President, you asked to see me.
I know you're busy.
What do you need, sir? Sir?
I want to give you a word of warning.
Sir, whatever you've heard, Jefferson started it.
Thomas Jefferson resigned this morning.
You're kidding.
I need a favor.
Whatever you say, sir, you'll see what I can do to him.
Shh. Talk less.
I'll use the press. I'll write under a pseudonym. You'll see what I can do to him.
I need you to draft an address.
Ha, yes. With him gone, you can speak your mind.
No. He's stepping down so he can run for president.
Ha. Good luck beating you, sir.
I'm stepping down. I'm not running for president.
Wait, what?
One last time. Relax, have a drink with me. One last time. And if we get this right, we're going to teach him how to say goodbye, to say goodbye, you and I.
No, sir, why?
I want to talk about neutrality.
Sir, with Britain and France on the verge of war, is this the best time?
I want to get into partisan fighting.
But
pick up a pen, start writing. I want to talk about what I have learned, the hard-won wisdom I have earned.
People are concerned. You have to fight.
You could continue to serve one last time. The people will hear from me one last time. And if we get this right, we're gonna teach them how to say goodbye. You and I.
They will say you're weak.
No. They will see we're strong.
Your position is so unique.
So I'll use it to move them along.
Why do you have to say goodbye?
If I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone. Like the scripture says, everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. They'll be safe in the nation we've made. I want to sit under my own vine and fig tree, a moment alone in the shade, at home in this nation we've made. One last time. one last time.
One last time.
George Washington's going home. George Washington's going home.
Going home. History has its eyes on you. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna teach him how to say goodbye. Teach him how to say goodbye. Say goodbye, say goodbye, one last
time. In the eye of a hurricane, there is quiet for just a moment. A yellow sky. When I was 17, a hurricane destroyed my town. I didn't drown. I couldn't seem to die. I wrote my way out. Wrote everything down far as I could see. I wrote my way out. I looked up and the town had its eyes on me. We passed a plate around. Total strangers moved to kindness by my story. There's enough for me to book passage on a ship that was New York bound.
I wrote my way out of hell. I wrote my way to revolution. I was louder than the cracking of bell. I wrote to Liza, love letters until she fell. I wrote about the Constitution and defended its well. And in the face of ignorance and resistance, I wrote financial systems into existence. And when my prayers to God were met with indifference, I picked up a pen. I wrote my own deliverance.
In the eye of a hurricane, there was quiet for just a moment. A yellow sky. When I was 12, my mother died. She was holding me. We were sick and she was holding me. I couldn't seem to die.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
I'll ride my way out.
Wait for it, wait for it.
Ride everything down far as I can see.
History has its eyes.
I'll ride my way out. Overwhelmed with honesty. This is the eye of a hurricane. This is the only way I protect my legacy.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait.
The Reynolds Panther.
Saved every letter you wrote me. From the moment I read them, I knew you were mine. Said you were mine. I thought you were mine. Do you know what Angelica said when we saw your first letter arrive? She said, be careful with that one, love. He will do what it takes to survive. You and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. searching and scanning for answers in every line, for some kind of sign. And when you were mine, the world seemed to burn. You published the letters she wrote to you. You told the whole world how you brought this girl into our bed. In clearing your name, you have ruined our lives. Do you know what Angelica said when she read what you'd done? She said, you've married an Icarus, and he has flown too close to the sun. You and your words obsessed with your legacy. Your sentences border on senseless, and you are paranoid in every paragraph how they perceive you. You. I'm erasing myself from the narrative. Let future historians wonder how Eliza reacted when you broke her heart. You have torn it all apart, and I'm watching it burn. Watching it burn. The world has no right to my heart. The world has no place in our bed. They don't get to know what I said. I'm burning the memories, burning the letters that might have redeemed you. You forfeit all rights to my heart. You forfeit the place in our bed. You'll sleep in your office instead, with only the memories of when you were mine. I hope that you
let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson, I'll give him this. His financial system was a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I tried.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Madison, he took our country from bankruptcy to prosperity. I hate to admit it, but he doesn't get enough credit for all the credit he gave us.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Every other founding father's story gets told.
Every other founding father gets to grow old.
When you're gone, who remembers your name? Who keeps your flame? Who tells your story?
Who tells your story? Your story. Eliza,
I put myself back in the narrative.
Eliza,
I stop wasting time on tears. I live another 50 years. It's not enough.
Eliza,
I interview every soldier who fought by your side.
She tells our story.
I try to make sense of your thousands of pages of writings. You really do write like you're running out of time. While she's alive, we tell your story. She's buried in Trinity Church near you. When I needed her most, she was right on time. And I'm still not through. I asked myself, what would you do if you had more time? The Lord in his kindness, he gives me what you always wanted. He gives me more time. I raise funds in D.C. for the Washington Monument.
She tells our story.
I speak out against slavery. You could have done so much more if you only had time. And when my time is up, have I done enough? Will they tell our story? Oh, can I show you what I...